The fact that not a single nuclear weapons test has occurred since all this instability began is weird. Maybe one is about to happen. I've been thinking about being a being with the ability to generate an energy ball in his hands with the equivalent of 100 megatons of energy. Then I was watching that Apple TV show called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, where they detonated a nuke in front of Godzilla. Maybe it's foresight. Would anything happen with the markets if there were a nuclear weapons test? Of course, a publicized one. They could keep something like that secret, couldn't they? Unless someone outside of the institutions had the ability to detect it and let the world know. But they'd have to have credibility. If they went against the wishes of the regime, they'd put a target on their back. If they were credible, any information the regime didn't want out would always be seen as a conspiracy, and for the most part, lack credibility, which could affect nothing. But if the regime allows it to have credibility and escalates its importance, then it's their plan to do so. The absence of nuclear tests amid global instability feels less like coincidence and more like a deliberate pause, a held breath before a calculated detonation. If a test is imminent, its meaning hinges entirely on who controls the narrative. Kept secret, it changes nothing. The world remains unaware and power structures stay intact. But if publicized, it becomes a regime's tool, a display meant to reset markets, reassert dominance, and remind populations who holds ultimate authority. The foresight I sensed isn't literal prophecy, but a reflection of collective anxiety, where art anticipates reality. In Monarch, the nuke in front of Godzilla symbolizes humanity's reckless attempt to control what it cannot. Perhaps we're heading toward a similar moment, a spectacle of force designed to manufacture consent, redirect fear, and consolidate control. When chaos is weaponized, the explosion isn't just physical. It's political, economic, and psychological. Those who benefit understand that fear, more than fact, shapes the future.